There's no other reason to be here. It's just Tottenham. Obviously, I work in here and I like in here, but I like England because of Tottenham. I always like England because of Tottenham. That's how it started. My first letter from Tottenham, I wasn't even 10. At that time, you couldn't get, obviously, anything from England. So we're sending the letters to the football clubs all over the world. We got two replies from Dutch clubs and Tottenham, that's it. Maybe it was something later, but later didn't matter because I was Tottenham fan. It was like a fixture brochure, really, 30-some pages or something like this. At that time, in my country, if you see a colorful picture, it was something special. I fell in love with programs, with Tottenham programs. And I'm in love still. I collect now programs. I collect the old programs, everything. I got almost everything from 1961 anyway. All the boys, when we were playing football, we were using bottle cups to play. As I remember, I made Tottenham team, I put Holsten on it, and some Tottenham players. I was so proud because old guys were asking, "Where is that club? It's nothing like this." Because everyone got like some Polish teams, and I was proudly say, well, I didn't say Tottenham because I didn't know how you pronounce. I said Tottenham. And everybody, "What is Tottenham?" I said, "That's a club from England." And everybody was very impressed. Then this guy told us that we can listen English football on BBC World Service. And that's very important data. That was the first time when I heard Tottenham spoken in English, yeah? It was funny that it was like the way they pronounced Ben Lineker. It was hard to understand. Lineker, very strong Lineker. After this, we started to listen to the games on the radio every week. We started to learn English about that time as well. I didn't have a chance at that age to come to England and watch Tottenham. Then I went to the army. It was an obligation. Everyone had to go. You always got a bit of money when you left the army. And then I thought, maybe I should get this money and watch Tottenham. Well, I came here for the first game in 1998. Since 1998, anytime I got a chance and get the money, I was coming to watch Tottenham. In 2006, they asked Ashley a few places for a job or something. Anything on the high road, I would think they could give me a job or anything. And it was a waiter who heard that. He came to me and said, "You see this guy, go and talk to him. He may get you a job." So I got my first job moving some furniture. Every game at that time was like a, you know, something special. I would spend every single penny to watch next game. Most of the time I do laboring jobs. Now for last few years I actually started to spend more time in Poland because Poland is my country. I always like this, coming home the next day after season over and coming here for the first. I know the teams from 1920, from 1930. I would say there is a maybe few people inside the ground who knows more about Tottenham than I do. I feel like being a part of Tottenham.